Pray with me, please. Most merciful God, I thank you for all the blessings you've poured upon us, most especially for that blessing of the life eternal with you in paradise, purchased through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And now I pray you'll fill my mouth with worthwhile stuff and close it when I've said enough. Amen. Be seated, please. This is a wonderful gospel reading. I love this one. It is just so full of all the good things that we need in life. We see John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's telling people, it's now. Now is the time. Get right, get ready, because he is coming. The Lord is coming back. And he will take care of all the wants, the ills, the needs. He'll erase all the bad and give us everything that we need and deserve. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And it describes John wearing a garment of camel hair and a leather girdle about his waist. And his food was locusts, and wild honey. They went up to Jerusalem to went out to him, Jerusalem and all the Judean region about the Jordan, and they were baptized in the River Jordan. I had long ago, when we were going to St. Anne's, there was a family there when their children were usually in the Roman church. We christen babies as they are born, but that's not the same as baptism. It can be as construed as that, but there was one family that took their two young children to the River Jordan to have them baptized. And you know, water moves. And I can't help but believe that somewhere in that River Jordan, there may have been a molecule of H2O that Jesus had touched. Just the significance of going to Jordan for that, to the River Jordan. And I've got an old milk jug at home from sand from the River Jordan. And every now and then I pick it up and look at it. Wow, I wonder if Jesus stepped on one of these graves. But that's, as my dear sainted Irish Catholic mother would look at me in the face and say, well, son, that's just a mystery. That's just a mystery. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. This is where faith comes in. I believe and I think that he did step on that sand. But he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to baptism, and he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits that benefit and befit repentance. Do not presume to say to ourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Even now, the fruit is, the axe is laid to the root of the tree, and every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than you, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. And he will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. Talks about his winnowing fork. I remember it used to say his winnowing fan. Now, a winnowing fan is a big round basket, very shallow, woven of reeds and whatnot. And you would put your grain in there that you were getting ready to prepare, and you would throw it up into the air, and the heavy grain would fall back, and the chaff would blow away. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he's clearing the threshing floor. He's getting all the chaff out. He's making ready for his people to profess his name, to call upon him, to turn to him, and reach out for him. That because he will gather his grain into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Unquenchable fire is hot. You can't quench it, you can't put it out. And it'll work. It's gonna burn. Unquenchable fire consumes. Unquenchable fire purifies. Unquenchable fire eats everything it touches. But the heart of man, which is renewed by the salvation of Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit, are untouchable. Father can't, the fire can't bother them. Now that doesn't mean we're gonna go walking on hot coals, because that's only silliness there. I've seen people do it, I ain't gonna do it. My feet are a little tender because I wear good shoes. I wear Crocs to keep my feet comfortable. And I am not gonna tempt God. And that's what's happening whenever you say, well, I can do that. No, you can't. We can only do one thing, and that is love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. And that's all he wants from us, to love him, to live a life that echoes his grace, that live a life that echoes his purpose. That's what he wants. We don't have to sacrifice goats or sheep. All that's been put aside. We just have to love him. We have to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. Once we do that, we've accomplished the purpose that he has asked us and wants us to do, to live his life as an honor and a sacrifice to him. Can't do more than that. Should never do less than that. Amen.